Toronto's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
It is time to officially kick off After Dark. I'm Erin in the studio with me, Marwa Raka, and we are going to kick off our topic. It's all about communication this evening. You can get your requests, love requests, and dedications in at 6163 right here on Cairo's number one.
I just see so much in you,
Star with Closer Than Close on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. It's about 10:09. I want to welcome you to the program. In the studio with me tonight, Marwa Raka, and we are going to talk about a very important topic, actually, when it comes to relationships. Welcome.
Thank you, Erin. You're doing a great job with my name.
Getting better every day.
We're going to be talking about communication between men and women. And you know what, Erin, the funny thing, when I was researching that, I found a lot of people have written so many books trying to figure out why men and women communicate differently. and why there's problems and troubles all the time when they're trying to communicate.
What is that book? Men are from
Mars, women are from Venus.
Yeah, women are from Venus.
Well, I have that one, and I have another book is called Why Men Lie and Women Cry. And then I have another one, Why Men Can't Read Maps and Women Do Something Else. I can't remember what it was. I mean, like everybody has been trying to figure out why they can't communicate.
Because we're different. That's the bottom line. We're different.
Let's try to figure out how different we are.
What are the three C's again?
All right. There was commitment, there was communication, and there was...
Compromise.
Thank you.
And I think that has a lot to do with communication and compromise in any relationship. And I'm sure you have plenty of wonderful things planned out.
Yep.
Want to remind everyone, later on in the program, they will have an opportunity to win a $500 LE gift certificate from Del Eshak, the true fashion authority right here in Egypt. And I will explain how that works later on in the program. But After Dark is all about love requests and love dedications and help with relationships. 6163 is the SMS if there was something you'd like to dedicate to someone. Or just a love song that you'd like to hear.
And let's throw in a question.
Exactly. This show is all about helping people.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. All right, what's the question for you tonight?
All right, now the question is, I want you, girls, to tell me the most thing that guys say to you that annoy you. And I want you guys to tell me the thing that annoys you most that your girl can say to you.
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
All the annoying things stuff that your significant other can say.
Yep.
6163 is the SMS, or give us a call, 385-0055. I want to remind you that if you do have a relationship issue, you can check out Marwa's website at marwaraka.com, or you can email us at afterdark@nileradioproduction.com. On the way, Billy Ocean by request, also Madonna, and a song from Nazareth. Keep it right here to Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Wow, is that a Beyonce track playing through your mobile?
Yeah, I got it from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line?
Yes, the Superstar line from Telemedia. If you call 09000120 from any landline, you can download Beyonce ringtones and actual tracks.
That is really cool. I love Beyonce. How do I get her ringtones and tracks again?
You just call 09000120. It's the Superstar line.
09000120?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it and you can have Beyonce ringtones and tracks.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia.
أيها الرجال إن حرارة الجو قد بلغت 60 درجة مئوية لازم نحتل البيت اللي على النص يا ده لأن عندهم تكييف سامسونج
تخيل لأول مرة في مصر سامسونج بتقدم تكييف وبتكنولوجيا فائقة UTR Plus تخيل إن تكييفك السامسونج هيشتغل بمنتهى الكفاءة حتى في 60 درجة مئوية
أيها القائد معكش الحاس
سامسونج حلول منزلية متكاملة لحياة أسهل سامسونج بضمان منصور
Miss Heba, what have you got?
Well, Lieutenant Liu, it looks like we got ourselves a sweeper.
Interesting.
Yes, I ran the results through the lab, and they confirmed that he was dreaming about supermarket sweep.
Then let's wake him up. What about her?
She was arguing with her boyfriend about who's smarter in Battle of the Sexes.
And him?
He thinks he's Mr. Know-It-All, when he figured out who the celebrity was on Look Who's Talking.
Miss Heba, I think we're seeing a pattern here. Looks like we might need to bring out the capital question. But for now, a word of advice to all Cairo residents. Don't leave town.
Lou and Heba. Every weekday morning from 8 on the Mobinil Wake Up Call, only on Cairo's number one, 104.2 Nile FM.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Wouldn't change a thing. cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly, life has new meaning to me. There's beauty up above, and things we never take notice of. You wake up and suddenly you're in love. Ooh, yeah. Girl, you're everything a man wants and more. 1,000 words are not enough to say what I feel inside. Holding hands as we walk along the shore. Never felt like this before. Now you're all I'm living for. Suddenly, life has new meaning to me. There's beauty up above and things we never take. And suddenly you're in love. Each day I pray this love affair will last forever. Suddenly life has new meaning to me. Suddenly, you're in love. There's beauty up above, things we never take notice of.
Nazareth with Love Hurts on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned into After Dark. I'm Aaron. In the studio with me, Mauro Rocca. And we are talking about communication tonight, which is definitely a very important thing when it comes to relationships. Want to thank you for joining us. It is 10:22, and we actually have a SMS board topic going. And why don't you explain that, Marla?
All right, let's see. All right, the question was, what does your partner or your significant other say or do that annoys you? So Mystery SMSer says, I hate it when he says, do whatever you want. I become confused. Is it a yes or a no, or he doesn't care? Reef, he's a lucky guy. He said, nothing my girlfriend says annoys me. That's very nice. Norhan says, guys lie. Like when they say, you broke the rule of beauty and care about hot looks. So it's like, you're too good looking. Aizidan says, most annoying thing, baby, can you hold this for me? When they're talking about the purse.
Hey, that Louis Vuitton.
Men have an issue about that, holding the purse.
Not all men. Not all men. I can honestly say that.
All right, Mika is saying, tell Omar I love him and good luck in Syria and Jordan.
So Omar, good luck in Syria and Jordan. That came from Mika. She loves you. I love this one because this is the thing that all men say all the time.
Take that one.
Oh, baby, chill out, relax. While he's totally the one who is tensed up. And that's the truth. I've heard that so many times. Chill out, relax, take it easy.
All right, so keep the SMSs coming in, and let's go on with defining communication.
6163 is the SMS, in case you don't know. I need to remind people that. And what are the things that your boyfriend or girlfriend or significant other say that absolutely irritate you? That's exactly what we're talking about tonight. All right, continue.
All right, so basic, simple communication model. I want you to imagine this. On the one hand, you have a sender. On the other hand, you have a receiver. And then you have the message. Then, when the sender sends the message, he starts or she starts encoding and decoding what you're sending. Now, there's a problem here that is called noise. What do you think noise is?
The TV.
TV distraction. You know, and you have this beautiful way of simplifying things. And I have all those scientific models and figures and stuff.
Yeah, the TV, the radio, the
noise,
phone.
That is a distraction. What could distract you from understanding what your partner is trying to say? Now, I wish noise stood at the point of TV and radio. Let's have a look at the worst noise-creating material ever. First one is different values. Now, if in your head, at the back of your mind, you think that this person is less religious or less conservative or less liberal or less anything or different from how you think or what you believe, then you begin judging that person and your ears shut down. You like decide, I'm not going to listen to that person. So that is the first noise. Second one is exhaustion. All right, I'm too tired and you're trying to talk to me about something and I'm just too tired. I can't listen. I can't focus. I need a break. The other thing is mind clutter.
Oof.
Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that's me. My attention deficit disorder. Where you're thinking about many other things when you should be focusing on what's at hand. And I do that. Like, someone will try and talk to me, and I'll be like, ooh, Kentucky Fried Chicken has spicy buffalo wings. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, I just saw this commercial. That's just, you know, I do that often.
And that offends whoever is talking.
People. And I don't mean to do it.
Yeah.
I just do. That's just the
that's
way,
how the way your mind works.
Exactly.
All right. And then there's another thing that is lack of interest. What if your partner is talking about something that you absolutely have no interest whatsoever in that topic?
Mm.
Then that's a problem.
Yeah, it is.
And then finally, evaluation or jumping to conclusions. You are trying to play mind reader. You're trying to say, I already know what you're going to say. And those are the top noise creators in communication. Are we going to go on or are we going to listen to
Yeah, go ahead. And why don't you talk about overcoming noise and then we'll go back into the music.
All right. Let's try to overcome those little aspects here. All right. First of all, you need to give your full attention. Giving your full attention requires listening, active listening. And when you're listening, you need to ask questions. You need to maintain eye contact. You need to rephrase and paraphrase and summarize whatever you understood to make this person feel that you are really listening to what they're saying. Listen with your eyes, not with your ears. And then project sincerity, verbal and nonverbal. Verbal, this is where you ask questions. nonverbal. This is, you know, with the body language and with the eye contact and with the smile. You know, all those signs that says, I'm here for you. I'm listening. I understand. And then paraphrase. Paraphrasing helps. So after you've heard a story from someone, it's very nice to just summarize what you understood from that story to make that person first understand that you were listening. Second, if you misunderstood anything, that would be a good opportunity to get your information right. And then finally, you need to ask open-ended and closed-ended questions. Open-ended question means? What are open-ended questions?
You're confusing me.
I know, I just gave you that look.
I'm like looking at you like a deer in the headlights. Questions where they have to actually give a response.
Exactly. So
not a yes or no question.
Very true.
Something where you have to think about what you're going to say before they say it.
Here we go. So open-ended question, you give them the time and opportunity to explain, to talk. Closed-ended questions, this is where it is a yes or a no or a one-word answer. It's like, I like it, I don't like it. I have it, I don't have it.
Right.
Here we go.
All righty. On the way, of course, 6163 on the SMS. What are things that your significant other says that just absolutely annoys you? Just gets under your skin. 3855055. That's the number. We're going to keep the music going with Phil Collins by request. It's called In Too Deep right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
Believe it's the way that you're leaving. It's like we And he is the host of the Flashback Cafe Refresh by Amstel Zero. Please welcome Marcus Monopoly. Tell me, what's wrong with you?
Dude, I was doing some gnarly moves sandboarding, then I got all turned around and nailed my noggin, bro. Now I talk all funny, dude, and I want to dress up like that guy from Knight Rider, you know, who has a singing career in Germany?
David Hasselhoff.
Dude, totally, right on. Not only that, but I'm hearing voices in my head like...
What's with all this jive talking jibba-jabba, my main man?
I gave my soul a hug today.
See what I mean, bro? I'm trapped in retro land with no ruby slippers, dude. But at least the music there is cool.
Boy, did you fall off the idiot tree and hit every branch on the way down and then land in a big bucket of stupid...
Dude, that's harsh.
Join Marcus Monopoly with the Flashback Cafe, refreshed by Amstel Zero, weekdays from 11 a.m. for some crazy jibber-jabber and some great tunes from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Only on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Dude.
Found a way to touch my soul.
Toronto's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Love Out of Nothing at All on Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You're tuned in to After Dark. Prior to that, Madonna with Secret, that one actually going out to Alia from Tarek. Want to thank you so much for the request. If there is a love song or love dedication you may have, you can hit me up at 6163. Mauro Rocha in the studio tonight. It is Monday, and we're talking about communication.
Yes, we are. All right, before we proceed, Nagy has a question.
Okay.
He doesn't know how open and closed-ended questions apply to anything other than exams. So, in a relationship, if you say to your partner, how do you feel about this or that, that's an open-ended question.
Right.
Or when you say, what do you think about this or that, that's an open-ended question. But if you say, do you like this or that, and it's a yes or no, that's a closed-ended question.
Exactly.
So, to show your partner that you're listening, Nagy, you need to ask those questions.
Exactly.
All right. So, going back to the examples of the communication gap, for example, jealousy.
Oof.
Is it control or is it care?
It depends on the situation.
Uh-huh. Give me an example.
Care would be... I'm trying to think. This is tough for me.
Yeah.
Care would be, I think... you're spending too much time at the gym and you're not eating properly.
Mm-hmm.
That would be care. Control would be you're spending too much time at the gym and there's lots of guys there.
All right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't really explain it, but that's the gist of it. It's how you present it.
Yeah. Well, now here's the thing. If your partner gets too possessive to the extent that you feel suffocated...
Right.
Then that is the control part.
Okay.
Where jealousy is not a good thing.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I like the shtick.
Yeah.
I'm blonde, all right? Cut me some slack. I'm having one of those blonde days.
All right, Aaron. When someone says, hey, Aaron, you look tired.
That's care.
All right, now here's the thing. Some people are not sure if that is care or if that is criticism. And then, I feel I don't look good today. Is that somebody fishing for a compliment or somebody asking for the truth?
That's fishing. That's more like you want somebody to come back and be like, no, you don't, baby. You look beautiful.
Yeah.
And as a woman, we are guilty of that, by the way.
All right. Now, how about this one? Keep us private. Keep our relationship private.
Ooh, I have loose ends to tie.
Or, am I not good enough? Or, I need time. Or, I don't know yet. Or, you're a great friend. Is that breaking up or starting up?
That's breaking up. That's like, I like you, but you're like my brother.
Yeah. Speaking of that,
yeah.
We have a mystery SMSer here who has a crush on this girl. His name is Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a crush on this girl. And he's saying that he's the first guy she speaks to. And then she tells him that he's like her brother. And he has a crush on her. And he wants me to tell him how he can get her. Or how he can like develop this interesting conversation with her. And I have good news and bad news.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. Bad news, if she feels that you're like her brother, it means that chemistry is not there.
Right.
It means that she doesn't see you closer or more intimate than a brother. Or maybe there's somebody else in her life. Or maybe when she like has this image of Prince Charming, it doesn't fit the reality of who you are. So don't work on that. If you really like her, work on keeping her as a friend.
Well, yeah, because sometimes people grow on other people. I will say that.
Yes. Aaron, talk about this part. That's very nice.
Growing?
Yeah.
You have to be friends before you can be lovers, and that's the honest to goodness truth. And sometimes if you spend time with someone, after a while, they might see you in a different way. And I can't make any promises, but there are a lot of relationships. My parents.
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to hang around my mom all the time just to get her to notice him. And then after a while, my mom started to notice the sweet things he would do for her and the great conversation they had, and they grew, and it turned into something, something lovely and something
magnificent. Exactly, but it took a lot of patience and dedication and time from your dad, and no expectations. You're there with that person because you enjoy their company,
exactly.
You enjoy their friendship.
Exactly.
All right, now coming up, what is the difference between how men and women communicate?
There are some big differences, that's for sure.
Well, I traced it back to the time of cartoons.
Cartoons? All right, good. Well, we'll have to talk about that around the corner. How's that?
Okay.
Already had a request for Timberland featuring One Republic. It's called Apologize right here on Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Thank you. but I just can't make you sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me.